Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The father left Honduras 5 years ago, fleeing violence. The teenage son, hoping to be reunited with his father, crossed the U.S. border from Mexico and was detained for months at a federal facility for minors who crossed the border illegally. Yesterday, they were reunited, embracing at Logan Airport, where the son arrived from Texas. WBUR's Quincy Walters was there.
Juan and his son Emerson stuck close together as they entered the baggage area, hugging several times. The family is asking that we not use their last name because of their immigration status. Recently, Emerson tried to make the trek from Honduras. He says he was fleeing violence, but he was intercepted at the U.S.-Mexico border. He was held for 3 months at a tent city for unaccompanied minors. Through an interpreter, Juan says he's happy to be reunited with his son, but he's sad for other families who are still separated.
Just to remember that there are more people coming, and they do need support. They're also like me and my son, escaping violence and crime.
Juan says he fled Honduras 5 years ago after he was threatened by police. He entered the U.S. illegally and hasn't seen his son since. The reunion was made possible through the efforts of Centro Presente, a Boston-based immigrants' rights organization. Attorney Terrence Noonan says they're working to get asylum status for Emerson.
Having worked in Honduras and understanding the situation there, both on the ground, socially and politically, people with asylum claims from Honduras usually have very good reasons to have asylum claims, so I hope that he can stay here.
Emerson says he's looking forward to catching up with his dad. Juan says the first thing to do is get Emerson into school. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.